Blog Talk Radio.
Your boy L Boogie, Jewels the G, and T Row. Man, we coming to you live from the streets of Phoenix, Arizona. And you know what it is when you hear that song, man. It's the first November 1st, 2013. You know, it's Freestyle Friday and it's Football Friday. And before we get started, let me say, what the deal to my co-host? What's up, bro? How you doing this evening, man? It's hype tonight. NBA, NFL, big game, NCAA tomorrow. Woo-wee. It's hype, baby.
What's up to the world? What's up to all my listeners? Hey, man, it's Friday, El Boogie. You know how we get down. Jewel, I see you, baby. Appreciate the kite earlier. You know what I mean. That's my big brother like no other. I got another song for you. I went out on Monday with the gangsters, make the world go round. So I got another one for you, Jewel's the Jizzle. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, El Boogie, you know, man, another hype weekend. Another major Friday. NBA done started. We in full swing with NBA. I can't wait to talk trash about somebody, talk noise about somebody. You know what I'm saying? But we got the football that we're going to talk about. And, you know, I hate to say this. People, don't get mad at me. But I'm kind of sad to see baseball is over with, El Boogie. I really hate to say it, but I hate to see baseball over with, dog.
Do you? I'm kind of sad it's over with too, you know, because it was that's my sport. I love baseball. So big up to the Boston Red Sox, man. They ended it. They won 4-2. I thought St. Louis would have a little bit more, you know, zeal and come away with that. But hey, only one team win and pour the champagne and the, you know, the Don P. So big up to Big Poppy. Knowing his crew for the Boston community, and David, you know, Ortiz was the oldest player to win the most valuable player of the World Series. So big up to Big Poppy and the Boston. I was gonna say the Boston Celtics, the Boston Red Sox. So big up to those guys. But let's jump right into NFL, bro. Let's talk about NFL and. The streets is talking, and we're going to give it to you from a street perspective. So let's talk some off-the-field issues with a couple guys. First of all, what's up with your guy, Justin Blackmon, has been suspended from the Jacksonville Jaguars indefinitely for substance abuse. So where do you think his future is going, Ro, in his second year? This is not his first time. He was suspended 4 games for substance abuse earlier last year. So what do you think about Justin Blackmon? He was a top 5 pick in last year's draft. He's having some off-the-field issues. Do you think that he can prevail, you know, and turn his career around? Let's not forget, he's from the same college as Dez Bryant, Oklahoma State University. Is this something down there in the water?
No, let's not get it twisted. Let's not get it twisted. They went to the same school, but they don't have the same problems, bro. You know what I'm saying? Dez he's way above Justin Blackmon, okay? But, you know, Justin Blackmon, I'm just going to say it like it's only one way I know how to say it, El Boogie. You dummy! What the? Hey, I'm on all seriousness. Hey, Justin Blackmon. If you listening, listen to your boy. You need to take a page out of Alden Smith's book. Get your ass into a substance abuse type of class, man, because what you thinking you're doing is not a problem, is a big problem, homie. You're making all this money and you just going to throw it away because you want to get high? I hope you smoking kush. I hope you ain't smoking that BS that they took off the shelves, you know what I mean? Because we don't mess with that synthetic stuff, man, only the kush, you know what I'm saying, especially when you move to the West Coast, you know what I mean? But Justin Blackmon, come on, man, what is on your mind? You already been suspended once this season, the first 4 games, and now you come back and now you do this? Come on, man, the league ain't that dumb. The league ain't that dumb, homie. That shield stands for a lot. So why you done what you done, man, you need to be slapping your face. No, I take that back, El Boogie. I'm going to retract that. You need to take a page out of Alder Smith's book. Go turn yourself into a substance abuse class. Get you some treatment, man, and then work on yourself, man. You get paid a lot of money to do one thing, catch a damn pig skin. But yet you want to go out there and act stupid. That don't even make sense to me, L Boogie. So you know what? He's dumb for even putting himself in this position. Yeah, Jacksonville might not have won a game this season, but you're still an NFL player. You still represent the league. So, homie, get your mind right. Look at what Aldo Smith has done. I mean, you probably don't have as many problems as him, but I take that back. You probably do have just as many problems as Aldo Smith, maybe even more. But you got to get it together, man. You got to show the people that you really want to do this here and you're passionate about this sport to get yourself right. But if he can't get himself right, L Boogie, man, to hell with that dude. You know what I'm saying? Because he's making it seem he's bigger than the league. He can do whatever he wants. But I can tell you this. You're going to be Tim Tebowing it in the next 6 months if you don't get it right, homie. You and Tim Tebow can sit side by side. You can hold the microphone while Tim Tebow preached to everybody that why y'all not in the league. So get your mind right, Justin Blackman. I don't understand
it. Wow. Justin Blackman, you're getting paid to do a little kid's a fun sport. And I know it's tough with the alcohol or whatever abuse, whatever substance that you're using. But you got to get it together. You're throwing away millions, kid, and you're just a kid. I hope you can get the serenity prayer down and you can just take it one day at a time. Speaking of that, Alden Smith has been activated by the 49ers. Would you start him, or would you work him back into the lineup such as Denver did with Von Miller? They just threw him right back into the starting lineup. But I'm looking at San Francisco, and I'm seeing that, you know, they have a lot of depth. So would you throw him back into the lineup, Ro? Where do you think Alden Smith goes from here? You think he'll be okay? No more incidents? You know he got charges already pending. Yes, he has. Can you hear me, Ro?
Hey, this is what you do. I don't give a damn about, you know, all the charges that are pending, L Boogie. You know, my bad to the people. I was on mute. I was going off. I don't care about him being on no charges, L Boogie. All the charges pending, that don't bother me. I just want to know, does he lead the league in sacks since he's been in the league?
Yes.
That's all you need to know, damn it. Get your ass on the field. I love you, baby. I kiss you on the cheek, put on this crimson and gold, number 99 with your Smith on the back. Go get him, player. I need about four this week because I'ma say it like my co-host said the best. You owe. Get on the field, baby. You owe. You four games out, five games out. Hey, you owe. I need you in there. When you had four sacks before you left and turned yourself in, so I need four today. Not today, Sunday. You know what I'm saying? And I need you to get after it. So that's all I would need for my big dog. You know what I mean? Because Aldo Smith going to bring it when he get in. You think he ain't been missing football? You think he been having fun talking about, oh, my name is Aldo Smith and I am an addict? And you think he been having fun saying that for the last, you know, 20, 30, 40 days? I don't think so. So, yeah, get on back in there, Aldo Smith. Would you play him or you going to rest him?
Well, he's getting paid. He's already paid his debt, so most definitely I would play him. This is money time. We're grown men right now. So there's no point to make as far as that. If you start him, I wouldn't start him, but I'd definitely play him because the rookie from Auburn.
There you go with that buzz. I'm telling you.
You got to have him come off. Reason being, I wouldn't start him because the one kid has been doing well. Yes, Alden Smith will get snaps, but he's been away from the game in a month. And you know how it is, bro. Simulation is not game speed. So I'll work him in, get him in on them pass downs, get him back, you know, acclimated to what's going on. But definitely he'll get majority of the snaps as the game go. No question.
So, you're going to start for me. You're going to start, and then when you get tired, you come out, and the guy that's been doing good, you come on in and continue to do good until he get his win back. Yeah, that's just me. I got to start that cat. Ain't no way in hell I'm going to let him sit on the bench. Ain't no way.
So let me tell you this, bro. Switching gears. We know that there's some dissension, or we've been hearing some dissension down in the Miami Dolphins locker room after they didn't lost four in a row. They won last night. Two guys from the offensive line wasn't in uniform. Can you finish telling us the world a story about this, what's going on down in Miami?
Yeah, man, we got an offensive lineman by the name of Justin Martin. Real talented guy, very talented. And he has asked the Miami Dolphins organization to give him a pass for not playing last night and also to give him a pass on the contract that he just signed, you know, for the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, last night they were keeping a lot of things under wraps. You know, they didn't give us a real reason why he wasn't playing. But then later on in the first quarter, there was another young fellow who wasn't playing as well, but this guy was actually suited up sitting on the sideline. His name is Jonathan Incognito. Yeah, Jonathan Incognito. Come to find out, you know, after all the, you know, people been digging and, you know, I snitches out there pretty good. I get a text that actually identified what the problem was, L Boogie. Now, I want you to listen to this, and I want all my listeners to listen to this, too. Listen to me real good. Jonathan Incognito is a defensive player also for the Miami Dolphins.
No, he's an offensive tackle.
Oh, so they work in the same position. My bad.
Yeah.
I thought he was a defensive tackle. That was an O. My bad. I thought he was a D. So he's an offensive tackle just as well. Well, Jonathan Incognito has decided to bully Mr. Justin Martin, another big-ass offensive lineman. And so instead of Mr. Justin Martin deciding to get into this little battle in between this guy and in the locker room, this and that, you know, he decided to just say, hey, Miami Dolphins, let me be, because I don't want to get into a physical altercation with this young fella. You know, I'm going to be the man. I just want to step away. And so we're just finding all this out. I want to thank my snitches for giving me that text because I needed it. I really wanted to know what happened last night, but they wouldn't give it to me. They made me wait till before the show. So Jonathan Incognito, man, you need to be ashamed of yourself, homie, while you're in there trying to bully. Man, this ain't no high school. This ain't junior high, homie. You lucky Mr. Justin Martin didn't pull a Gilbert Arenas on your ass. You know Gilbert Arenas had them guns. And if Justin Martin wanted to take it to the next level, he could have pulled a Gilbert Arenas and took it, you know, to a whole nother level. But instead, he wanted to be the bigger man and has decided to ask the organization to let him go because he don't want to be part of a team that has a guy that wants to harass you, talk about your family, and he don't want to be a part of trying to fight this guy. I mean, you know, some of these guys in the league actually done lost their damn mind. They want to fight. They got all this money in the world. You can go fight anybody on the street, but you'd rather have a problem with a guy who's trying to win, who has the same goal in mind as you. And I don't understand it, L Boogie, but I tell you this. Justin Martin, big up to you, baby, for being the bigger man. You know what I'm saying? I know you could have done something different, but this just goes to show, L Boogie, you can take the brother out the hood, but you cannot take the hood out of brother. You know what I'm saying? And, man, Jonathan Incognito, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, Flev. We ain't got no room in this league for that, man. You already have made it. It's hard enough to make it to the league. So you already still in the check, but yet you want to go in here and bully somebody. What's your thoughts, L Boogie? Because I don't even want to talk about this mother. Oh, boy, I almost said something. I don't want to talk about that dude no more. Talk to me, L Boogie.
First of all, he needs to go into Incognito because he's unprofessional. We're talking about guys' livelihood. He's insubordinate. We're talking about livelihood here. And you go on and you do this rant and bully somebody, yeah, he's very lucky. He could have got ugly.
Some guys would have went with Martin. Some guys would have went with Incognito. So instead of him dissension in the team, he took the high road. Big up to him. Bigger man than me.
Yeah, you ain't bullshitting, because you know what we would have done. We'd have brought the whole clan. We'd have called the sports officials. We'd have called D-Pope. We'd have called Big Uncle Mo. But we'd have called a whole bunch of people. It would have been rowdy. Called Skeeter Mo. You know, we'd have went north, south, east, west just to go tear this door down. You know what I'm saying?
All I would have had to say was, Jeff!
Ain't that a damn shame? Nigga in the street don't even know how to whistle. Yo. I can't whistle. But I can call your ass out. So that's what I'm talking about, man. You know, El Boogie, that's just, it's no room for that to happen in the league, man. And I don't know what's wrong with these guys, man. They smoking shrooms or something in the locker room, man. But the NFL, boy, I tell you. And it looks like the sniper is out again, El Boogie. What about with the sniper?
Sniper out again. Got Geno Atkins last night. He tore his ACL. The defensive tackle for the Cincinnati Bengals, the good defensive tackle, the first team All-Pro, just signed a contract. Sidney Rice, he tore his ACL the other night on Monday. These injuries. Woo,
sniper,
the NFL.
That boy been cold this year. He been everywhere. He taking niggas out.
Woo. But when we come back from commercial break, you know it's Football Friday, so we're going to have our picks, our pick'ems from each co-host, and then we're going to talk a little NCAA about the big showdown in Florida. Miami is visiting Tallahassee, my Florida State Seminoles. It's going to be frenzy. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a Twist of Hip Hop. Phone number 347-855-8896. If you want to get with us on the internet, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, The Streets is Talking. Yo, Raw, give me a little traveling music, baby. Only in the streets, Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. And we giving you sports from a street perspective. Let's go.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home, and my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show, and we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house, cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom,
started from the bottom, now we here.
Started from the bottom, now my whole
Woo, the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Oh man, it's Football Friday. That was Drake. Started from the bottom, now we're here. That summarizes the streets is talking. Cause we started from the bottom, now we're here.
Now
you know
we're here.
Mean? Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Know what I mean? Oh, man, it's frenzy. Straight. Week 9 of the NFL season. It's halftime. We start in the third quarter. Big games this weekend. Big games. Kansas City, Buffalo, San Diego, Washington, Cleveland, Baltimore, Tennessee, St. Louis, Atlanta, Carolina, Pittsburgh, New England, Indiana, Houston, Philadelphia, Oakland, New Orleans, Jets, Minnesota, Dallas, Tampa Bay, Seattle, Monday night, Chicago, Green Bay. World, I just gave you the rundown for week 9. When you call the asylum, one of the questions will be, you know, your pick games. Who are the most intriguing games to you? So, you know, that's what's going on right now. My Green Bay Packers is at Soldier Field. Excuse me. Chicago is coming to Lambeau Stadium. I'm happy they come to us first.
You better.
And Jay Cutler is down. Man down. Sniper got him for about 3 to 4 weeks. Oh, yeah. So, Ro, who's your three sexy games this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to step outside the box a little bit. You know, I would agree with you. Yeah, I'm looking forward for your game. Ooh, Monday night, too. I can't wait. I can't wait till Monday night. I really can't. Because those are really two teams that really just don't like each other for real. Like, the cities can't stand each other. So, you know, I can't wait to see Chicago, Green Bay, you know, man down in Chicago. But we'll see. You know, the backup for Chicago is ready. And he's going to show us, you know, what type of guy he really is, and we're going to see what happens. The second game I'm going to go with, it does deal with another backup quarterback. I'm going to say Indiana and Houston, the Colts versus Texas. Yeah, Houston is still looking to get it going. And now with Case Keenum back there, even though you have a healthy Matt Schaub, you know, I want to see what Case Keenum going to do now. Man down also in Indianapolis because – you know, Reggie Wayne, the sniper caught Reggie Wayne last week. So Reggie Wayne is down. And this will be the first game that, you know, Andrew Luck doesn't have that weapon. Number 87 with the horseshoe on his helmet. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see about that. I'm looking forward to that. I think Houston just might pull an upset. I'm going to call that one. And my third and final pick'em game, you know, we didn't get to talk much about Cam Newton last week, but I just found this out as well. This is the first year Cam Newton has ever been over 500. That's an amazing stat to me. And so I want to see if he's going to be able to keep it rolling. They play a team that's really looking for answers right now, and that's the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta Falcons got their ass tapped by the Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals last week. And if you think Carson Palmer had a good game last week, ooh-wee, when did you see Cam Newton on Sunday? That boy, hey, man, I like Cam. That's my dude. You know, I was rough on Cam coming off of last season, the way he was holding his post-game, post-game situations. I didn't like that, man. But this year, first time over 500. And I think he's going to try to continue to keep that going for his team, because those guys are pretty good, and it also takes the heat off of Ron Rivera. That's the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. And so if Cam can continue to do what he's been doing all season long, yeah, chalk up another one in that win column for them against Atlanta. I just don't see Atlanta getting it done, man, against Carolina. Their running game is still kind of loose, and it's just sad to see Atlanta go this way instead of the way that they have been going the last couple of years. But it is what it is. This is the league, NFL, not for long, baby. So those are my three pick'em games. You know what I mean? What's your three? I was gonna throw Pittsburgh and New England in there, but you know, I don't know about that one either. That's a toss 'em up. But I'm gonna call Pittsburgh beating New England in New England. I'm gonna say that one.
Ew, that's your upset special for the week in the NFL.
Yeah, that one and Houston upsetting in the Colts. Yeah, I'm gonna go with those two.
Okay, I like that. Well, I'm gonna say my intriguing game will be my three. I'm gonna say one of them is going to be Philly at Oakland. Oakland is trying to find an identity. They're trying to see if Terrell Pryor is going to be their quarterback, and why not keep the momentum going and maybe be 500 against the defenseless Philadelphia Eagles. When I say defenseless, I mean NBG. All the way around. Nothing but garbage. The quarterback position, nothing but garbage. The defense, nothing but garbage. NBG. So I'm looking for Oakland to break it even. So that's my one game.
Boy, you wrong, game. Hell, boy. You wrong.
another game. I'm looking for. You can say what you want, but I have Buffalo beating Kansas City this week.
Man, hold on. Say that again. I didn't hear you right. Say that again.
I have Buffalo at 3-5. Beating the only undefeated team left in the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs.
You think Thaddeus Lewis is that good?
I don't think Thaddeus Lewis is that good. I just think about the law of average. And listen to this. After winning so many close games one time, because a win is a win. Let's not get it twisted. I mean, Baltimore did it all last year to get to the Super Bowl. But what I'm saying is the law of average is that time. They've been squeezing by, and now they're on the road against a real viable opponent in the Buffalo Bills. They played, to me, even though they lost to the Saints, they played good last week on the road, even in the loss.
Right.
So if they can, get a play here or there, and I think the special teams helped them out. So I'm looking for them to do that, to knock them guys off. My last game, I'm going to say this. The New Orleans Saints going to the Jets. I'm not looking to see if the Saints win or lose. I'm looking to see how many they're going to win by.
So you call the blowout?
That's my point. I can call a blowout, but the Jets will play a heck of a game and make it a 4-point game. and Geno.
Hold on. What'd you say? You went mute on me, player. What'd you say? All right, man, you still on mute, man. Check your phone. What's wrong? Where you at? I can't hear you. Where you go?
Can you hear me now? Hold on.
You never know if Geno Smith is going to do something, you know, extraordinary and make a play. So you don't know if they're going to win by 40, the Saints, that is, or win by 40 or put 40 on the board. That's the thing I'm tripping on. Will Drew Brees have 5 touchdowns against the Jets?
Yeah.
So those are my 3 intriguing games.
And yes.
It's going to get ugly. I'm going to tell you that already. But I can't believe you called Buffalo over the Kansas City Chiefs. Hey, you see Thaddeus Lewis's little shot of himself? It looked like he'd been on, like he'd been drinking all night and got pulled over by the police, and that's his mug shot. His lips white as a little bit. They should have shown gave that boy some Vaseline for his lips before he took that picture. It's going down. Can you hear me, El Boogie?
Yup. I can't hear me.
Ah, that's some BS, boy. There's something going on. Boy, technical difficulties. We got to get El Boogie from swimming up underwater. Hold on for a second, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a quick commercial. We're going to come back and check out, man. Hey, callers. OG, we see you, baby. D-Mac, you know we're going to come to you right after the break, baby. You know what it is, man. It's Freestyle Friday, man. It's the street. We have, can you hear the boy, the police? We got a chase going on outside. Wow, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, 347-8896. Hold the line. You know what we're going to do. We're going to check in on that asylum and get our people in because we need our peoples in. We got to talk to the peoples out there. So give us a quick minute. We'll be right back. And we're going to keep it. We're going to keep it on fire, L Boogie. From L Boogie, Jewel's G, it's your boy T-Row at the street.
Well, it's B.O.B. Fly them stewards. Fresh with death like I'm dressed for a eulogy. My outfit retarded. My flow is stupid. It's dumb. I probably need to have school tutoring. Falling on beat. Got hot like tourists. Sideline haters need to chill where the cooler is. Dr. Safe, so you can call me Julius. Y'all take shots. I direct movie shit. Grand Hustle Champion. All I do is call them up. Niggas starting conversations up so they can talk us up. If you ain't running shit, you can't even walk with us. CLO, chill, blunt, wider than a coffee cup. You know it's B.O. I do it for the people. Stack and see no pockets on CeeLo. I'm killing them, mama. I'm talking hockey, man. I do it, yeah. Swag on body bag. Beat is out of here. It's gone. Farewell. So long, so long. I'm sayonara. The way I'm gone. So far away, it ain't no single on my phone. Cause I'm a star. So when I hit the bars like this, everybody knows who we are. Who would've thought I would've took it this far?
Play the guitar. Play the guitar. Play the guitar. B.O.B. Play the guitar. $3 play the guitar. $3 play the guitar. $3 play the guitar.
I keep having this reoccurring image where I'm standing on top of Church's chicken playing guitar. Look over and I see B.O.B. with his strength cigar. He's standing on top of Dunkin' Donuts just like he own it. We had the corner of getting to him and they don't want it. We out here somewhere in me or Europe, they out here joning. My niggas do it way too much sure if I say ain't on it. But they don't know about black pearls, but I will show them why the world's sleeping on black girls. Hey, I don't know, man. Silverback stack. Jumping out the jungle, blowing tiger stripe bubbles. Go to hell, bubble gum. When I was younger, space shuttle got hung. And for everyone in grandpa's home tells me to stay humble, but do not understand. One of these mumbles will make them throw up their arms and hands. And I'll stumble and they will know I put on my pants. One leg at a time, like they do, pay us no mind. But everybody looking while we do it, it take us more time. Excuse me if I'm no exhibitionist. According to the internet, 3000 got a big old dictionary full of words. He must know how to use them. It also says I play the violin, and that ain't true. But you give me 6 strings and a pick, and I will make a good cup of talk. Why I ain't gotta say shit, and I encourage any child to pick up some instrument. Cause if you're mad at your dad or mom, you can grab it and strum. Eat your cabbage and corn. By the time you're done, you'll probably realize that they make you no harm. They were trying to save your crazy ass for what's to come. 3,000 motherfucker, Mr. Tell me some.
My partner say I should practice more. I know. They be saying I sound like I'm out of tune. And I ask them, do you cry in tune, nigga? Do you laugh in tune?
$3 played a bit tough.
Just got a special caller in. It's your boy Boogie. What the deal, Slappy? I see you looking, baby, from Hub Heights. He got into the asylum. Ain't that something? On the first of the month. Oh, I know they got their checks. It's fire tonight. Bro, who we got first coming in, man, on the asylum?
Man, you know what it is, man. You know how we get down, man. We like to start it off hot each and every show. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go to your town. You know what I'm saying? We're going to throw that fishing rod all the way to the Midwest, man, and go to our big brother who we love dearly. You know what I'm saying? Always checking in with us on Mondays and Fridays. Of course, none other than the big brother, D-Mac. D-Mac, what's the deal, baby? How you feel this evening on this Freestyle Friday?
What's up, baby? I'm feeling real nice right now. I got my Remy, my VSOP. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to my big brothers, and the show is on fire, and I'm coming with fire, baby.
Well, street, that's what I'm talking about, Finn, damn it. What you want to talk about? I don't even want to ask you nothing. Hey, yes, I do. I'm sorry. I do want to ask you something. I lie. You know me. Sometimes I get out of control. But, hey, Big Brother D-Mac, on a serious note, the issue between Jonathan Incognito of the Miami Dolphins offensive tackle harassing and bullying Mr. Justin Martin, who is another offensive lineman for the Miami Dolphins. Mr. Justin Martin has asked to be excused from the team, and now he wants to be out of his contract because of the situation. Do you think Justin Martin is doing the right thing by being the man in this and trying to step away from the situation? Or do you think he should have done something other to, you know, something personal between the guy, some street shit, and take it that route? What's your thoughts on that, first of all?
Well, first of all, I'm going to agree with L Boogie, you know what I'm saying? My man did take the high road, you know what I'm saying? But this is the streets is talking, baby. And we keeping this shit all the way 100. This shit ain't about $1 million, $100,000, whatever. It's about respect. At the end of the day, it's about respect. And I hate bullies. And anybody that's listening to the show know, I ain't 6 foot tall. I ain't 6'6". But I don't give a damn who you is. You disrespect me, I ain't coming with no girls. I ain't coming with nobody. I'm slapping you in your damn mouth. You know what I'm saying?
From a
that's what cats understand. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna care about the money. I ain't gonna care about nothing. Cause if I'm a good player, somebody gonna pick me up. My team gonna pick me up. They gonna roll with me. But when your boy D-Mac get out of hand, everybody know it must be something all bad. Cause I'm a respectful cat. You know what I'm saying? I respect everybody. I love everybody, but if you act like this dude did and you come bully me because you think you somebody, you from the streets, oh, nigga, I'm from the streets, and I'm going to slap you in your mouth, bro. Mm-hmm. And that's what he should have did. He should have slapped him in his mouth.
Yeah, you're right, you know, I still can't understand. This is the first of its kind ever I've ever heard of this type of situation happening. You know, and like me and L Boogie was talking about, you know, it would have been a Gilbert Arenas moment, you know, messing around with one of us, man. I'm bringing the gun to the locker room, and I'm gonna show you this medal, because if you say anything crazy, I'm using it today.
And you ain't got to tell me. Hey, look, Big Bro would have been there from Huff. You know what I'm saying? He'd have came and got Little Bro from 116th. We would have got to Dallas and flew y'all in. This shit would have been all bad. And you can call whoever you want. Dog, we about to bring goons, bro, if that's what you want to do. But
man,
at the end of the day, he looked out for his family, looked out for his kids, looked out for his wife, looked out for his pocket. And, you know, the other dude going to pay for what he did. I'm sure he is. The league going to penalize him. You know, I'm sure the team going to get on him. Or maybe they going to make him sit down and work everything out and hug and kiss at the end of the day. We don't know.
Let me ask you this, switching gears. Baltimore is coming to your town. The most hated team of all that you like.
Hold on.
Let me finish. They're 3-4. Now, let me ask you this. Are you guys going to win Sunday?
Hell, Boogie, I don't give a damn what's going on Sunday. Your little bruh is going tailgating. We going to be down in the pit. For anybody that want to come, y'all ask where D-Mac is at. You know what I'm saying? Y'all look for all the honeys, all the guys, the cornhole. Dog, we going to be down there at 10 o'clock in the pit. You know what I'm saying? That's down from the Justice Center before you get to the stadium. I don't give a damn who win, big bruh. I'm going down there. I'm about to play some cornhole. I'm about to be pimping. I'm about to be messing with some white girls, some black girls, everybody. We going to eat some eggs and turkey bacon in the morning time. In the afternoon, we going to be putting on some rocks. You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing some chicken. We got
bacon.
Some wings. We getting it in, man. We got bottles.
You heard the itinerary. You heard the itinerary. He has the itinerary and the menu.
Hey, we got people bringing the plastic cups and everything. And, hey, and just so you know, people will be in the clouds, too, because they get down like that, too. Popo's don't want in Cleveland. No fighting. No fighting.
No fighting.
We can
no
get in
fighting.
The clouds. We can drink. We can do whatever we want. And at the end of the day, y'all, hey, man, we about to be kicking it with some people. Hey, they might not know us come Monday morning, but Sunday, you can kiss my wife. We going to flash you. Y'all can do whatever y'all do. Monday, they might not know who the hell you is. I don't give a damn. But Sunday, hey, the game start at 4. I hope I be able to see the game because we're going to get down there about 10 o'clock. We got some trucks and cars down there, man. We going hard, man. We going hard.
Oh,
so
man.
Anybody that's listening, y'all come in the pit. Man, we got drinks, beer. You ain't got to bring nothing, food. Just come show up. Hey, be like, where your boy D-Mac at, man? And, hey,
y'all fam, man.
Y'all know T-Roy. Y'all know L Boogie. Y'all listen to this show. Y'all come kick it with us, man. We getting it in, man. So I really don't care, big bro. I'm partying Sunday, baby.
Let me ask you this, switching gears to the NBA. Your Cleveland Cavaliers, they beat the Nets the other night, and they played Charlotte tonight. What do you think about your Cavaliers after two games? I know you're, you know, optimistic, but, I mean, really, do you think that they have a chance to make the playoffs this year?
Hold on.
Hey,
they lose to Charlotte, first of all.
Hey,
look,
back up and look at, they, man, Charlotte play us tough and Charlotte beat us all the time for some reason, some apparent reason. That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? But two games in, hey, the Cavs is definitely in the top six. Definitely in the top six. They first game at home. No, was we at home?
Yes, you were.
Yeah. We was at home. We knocked off one of the Giants that's everybody considering making some noise. You know what I'm saying? We pulled out at the end. They played together. They need to do a lot of gelling, man. You know what I'm saying? The streets is talking, and I'm one of the people that's talking. And everybody keeps telling me he's not LeBron James. But I don't even think he got in the damn game today. If you're the number one draft pick, most number one draft picks and number two, they playing for rookie of the year. I don't even think Bennett got in the damn game today, man. I don't even think he got in the game. Monday, I mean – The other day, he pissed me off. Thought your big butt need to be down there grabbing rebounds. He's shooting three-pointers and this and that. And I know people going to call in. They're probably going to be like, oh, D-Mac tripping. Give him time. Dude, you're the number one pick, and you're not even on the court getting paid millions. I need you on the court. When we picked up LeBron James, God, we going to the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? We going to the championship playing San Antonio. The number one pick is not on the court. I don't even think he played tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Is he in
the dunk? He's shooting jumpers. Dude, get your big ass underneath that rebound and grab some boards, man. This dude's
from
shooting
a
jumpers,
street
man.
Perspective. True.
Hey,
true.
But I'll tell you this.
All that.
Hey, I tell you this though. Is 18 that's gonna make the playoffs? I definitely think we're in the top eight. You know what I'm saying? They still got to do a little gelling. Like I said last week, health is the key for us. Health is the key. But I want to take my hat off, and I want y'all to chime in on it. Man, my boy Tristan Thomas, man, he's playing like an all-star two games in. I can see him making an all-star game. Jared Jack, the Cavs better hold on to him because Kyrie is injury-prone, and he can go to any team right now and start. I need Jared Jack over there in L.A. That's why I need him, man. I need Jared Jack in L.A. Hey, but tonight, I don't know if y'all seen it. Hey, man, my boy C.J. Miles, man, and Captain Cleveland be hating on me, man. C.J. Miles is nice. I liked him when he was in Utah. You know what I'm saying?
He went to last class tonight.
Hey, but look, I got a question, though. Hey, man, years to come, and soon, and I want Air Boogie, I want him to answer this question for my big Air Boogie. And we was talking about confidence last week. Do Kyrie got more handles than you, baby? That dude be having the ball on the yo-yo, man. And you know, you my favorite basketball player of all time. But Air Boogie, Kyrie, oh, my God. That dude, he piles that rock. So I wanted to ask you that tonight. I couldn't wait until the Friday show came. I ain't want to text you, shoot you a kite of nuts. Can Kyrie, he got more handles than you, Air Boogie. You're a little older now. You know, he's young.
It's ironic you say that. It's very ironic you say that because you remember, you know, we got to try to some way get Sonny Red back into the asylum. But Sonny Red told his son, he said, when you look at Kyrie Irving, you look at your big cousin, L Boogie. So when you look at Kyrie, you're looking at L Boogie. Does he have more handles than me? Yes.
And look, and me and Sonny ain't even talk, baby. So
I know.
Man,
I don't know about that one. Hold up. I don't know about that one, L Boogie. You blind. That he can see. He got 20/20. You are blind. Yeah, I know for a fact you blind. You can't. How you do it?
So you trying to say Bill Boogie in his prime and Kyrie in his prime, he can pound the rock better than my brother T. I like you, man.
Hey, L Boogie can't see, and I know that for a fact. That's my brother too. I know this dude since the 90s. I tell you this. Hey, he can't see. How he does it? Who he be looking at? I don't even know if he know who got what color on. He just be hearing voices. Because this dude is the Ray Charles of, man, look, Kyrie can see. He got his little dribbling skills. Your boy, L.
You talking about CT? I can't let you put my big brother out here on the air like that. See? What you mean? Well, he probably can't
no,
see.
No, that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying, D-Mac, is that I can't see, and I can do that. I can hear that pill.
Oh, gee.
Hey, I was about to get like the chef up in here, man. I thought you were trying to disrespect my big brother.
No, I'm not disrespecting. Hey, I played with the guy on that next level. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, hey, I ain't going to lie. He came in and started, and I was his backup. So it didn't bother me none. So I love to watch my brother, because when I watch this, I'd be like, oh, okay, I know what's about to happen when I get in. You know what I'm saying? Because he's the right hand,
right,
and I'm the left hand. So if you can't stop the right hand, how you going to stop the left hand? Boy, I tell you.
That's what I'm
and he
saying,
made it easy.
See, okay.
Yeah, he made it easy.
Hey.
He made it easy for the little brother. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't tripping.
Hey,
that's
but
why
check,
I say.
Hey, but check this out, y'all. Not to cut y'all off, I apologize. Hey, and I don't know if you heard this too. And, T, I never seen you play, never seen no footage, but Big Russ told me you was nice, man. So I take my hat off to you too, baby. I salute you. But L Boogie,
yes
L
sir.
L Boogie, I watched this boy from Syracuse the other day against Miami.
Woo!
They point
Michael
guard.
Carter
I swear,
Williams.
I swear, he's so smooth, L Boogie. I said that's another one. I wait till Friday show come. I'm putting it out there. You know what I'm saying? For the world, my big brother should be retiring from the league now, and so should T-Roy, and I ain't even seen him play. L. Boogie, hey, I've seen that boy.
Thank you, sir.
I watched Syracuse a lot last year. I was hit to him a little bit. I'm sorry because I ain't pick him up in my fantasy. When I went to go get him, somebody else snatched him up. L. Boogie, he plays smooth like you too, dog. He a little taller than you, but oh, my God. I said, man, is that my big brother out there?
Oh,
I said, oh,
man.
My God, man. I said, that dude is nice. He's looking like somebody I know.
there you have it. If you didn't know, now you know. L Boogie used to boogie on down. That's why they call me Boogie, because I used to boogie.
Hey, L Boogie, tell him, man. Hey, I'm over Pop's house right now, man. He upstairs on the computer, though, doing his 1-2, man. Hey, we got VHS tapes over here right now that I can throw in right now. Central Catholic High School, crossing over. Get out of here. First dunk of all time. You know what I'm saying? Senior year against Chanel High School. Come on, man. I was
in
every game,
man.
He
got to
make us back here,
Pippen. Hey, listen. I got to cut you off. It's hot. We got to go to another caller, man. You're going to make me cry up in here, man.
Y'all about to cut me off. Hey, I'll be calling in Monday. Hey, I'll be at the sports officials. We ain't going to talk about everything. But, hey, my game of the week that I'm watching, L Boogie, my boy's putting up 50. Drew Brees and the Saints, baby. They're putting up 50. He's going to throw for 7 touchdowns. He's going to break Peyton Manning record, baby. And at the end of the day, I hope them Browns pull it out, baby. I hope they put – hey, El Boogie, hell no. Kansas City, they're going to win 14-10. Because that's what they do, man. Oh, I love y'all, man. I got to get out of here, man. I love y'all, baby.
No doubt.
Hell yeah. Hey, L Boogie, before we go to a commercial, man, let's take it back to the Midwest, man. You know, you gave the brother a shout-out earlier, so we got to bring him on live, you know what I mean? So we're going back down to the Midwest, take it out to our other brother. Big Brother Slap, you still holding on in the asylum with us?
That is correct.
Man, man.
Slap, what you do, baby?
Oh, man, you know, I was hearing a lot of L Boogie highlights. But I remember playing L Boogie one-on-one at Cleveland Central. I scored the first 12 points on L Boogie. Then I lost 33-12. But that's another story. That's all I got to say about that. That's all I got to say about that.
I love you, Slap. Oh,
I love
man.
You, too.
Hey, Slap. You had us digging deep in the asylum to find you, man. It's been a minute since the last time we had you on the line, man. Hey, man, what's up with your Browns? You picking the Browns this week? Do the Browns play this week, L Boogie?
Yes, they play the Ravens.
Yes, we do, and I have tickets in the bottom console. I will be there at 4:25.
Oh. The streets is talking.
Well,
you can go on my Instagram at Doogie, and there's going to be a lot of live plays, man. And contrary to what the last caller said, we're gonna beat the shit out of Baltimore. Their defense stink. We got a quarterback who can look past go, and we got a motherfucking offense that is based on the passing attack. We don't need to run the ball. Peyton Manning ain't never had a run game. Tom Brady ain't never had a run game. All we need is these motherfuckers to catch the ball. That's it.
And that's the easy part.
That's the easy part. Best, so, get him out of here. Little,
whacking.
Get him out of here.
They need to be whacked.
Hey, little new name is Stonehands. Yeah, that's Brandon Edwards' little brother, Stonehands. They can't make the easy catch. They only can catch him when there's five people above him.
I'ma steal a line. I'ma steal a line from our Ray Nathan. We're gonna start calling him Spills.
For real.
So let me ask you this, Slap. You know, we from the streets, and the boy Incognito, a lineman for the Miami Dolphins, he was, you know, stirring up some trouble, bullying another guy, Mr. Martin. And Mr. Martin took the high road, didn't want to fight him. He asked the Dolphins to let him out of his contract so he can go work somewhere else because he didn't want to, you know, every day he's coming in the locker room saying slurs, want to pick a fight. If you was in that position, what would you have done, Slap?
Well, my position is, I'm kind of like what the first, you know, you got to take, it takes steps, you know what I'm saying, the situation. First you say, man, go ahead, man. Chill out.
Right.
And then, you know, then you got to put the things into your own hands. You got to pull a dude outside the parking lot when he getting into his F-150. You know how the rednecks do it. You snatch him up. You know what I'm saying? You grab him by the collar. You already know, man, this shit real. But on the flip side, don't be surprised if this Martin cat be the first motherfucker in the NFL to say that he was gay. Because that was some fag shit he did. He might be the first fag to come out. You are playing in the most, this is the most manly sport it is out there. Besides boxing and MMA, it gets no more up and closer than football. These are guys that you spend 6 to 8 months out of your life with a year. Y'all shower together. Y'all know everything about each other. Y'all got call girls coming to the hotel together. This is the guy who keeps the towel on and put his deductant on when he get in the shower. This is the guy once the call girls go in there, he said, the coach said we got a curfew. This guy, he has been abiding curfew since he was in high school. So don't be surprised if he be the first guy that says he was making homosexual comments and I couldn't take it no more. Why? My name is Martin and I'm gay. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Hey.
From the streets is talking,
I'm trying to tell you, him and Wendy Williams are built from the same cloth.
Oh, man.
Hey, Slap, let me ask you this, man. We got a big college football game this weekend between the number 7 University of Miami Hurricanes versus number 3 Florida State Seminoles. L Boogie, a big ass Florida State fan. Who you got and what's the score you got for that game?
Florida State 45. No, I'm gonna make it an odd number for y'all because a lot of people can't count that high. It's gonna be 40. It's gonna be 41. 41-24 Florida State, man, in a route the same way they did Clemson, because not only do they have the best quarterback in the nation, quote unquote, but this guy is a leader. He's a leader. You can't teach leadership qualities, man. Teddy Bridgewater, Taj Boyd, the boy Kalulu, whatever he is from UCLA, never heard of it. These guys that everybody's so high on, you looking at the next big thing in the NFL when you look at that boy right there in Florida State. I'm just letting you know, man. I always been a
fan
of my favorite team is
cold.
Michigan, go blue, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you, Florida State always had a big play in my heart. It was my first starter, Colt, baby. You know, a Seminole. So
you already know.
I'm just letting you know, them dudes, is when you watch him, you see a different type of player. It's like watching LeBron play at, when he was in high school. El Boogie, you was there with us, baby. It's like watching a grown man play with kids. And this is on the college
Absolutely.
Level. So when you watching this guy play, you watching greatness. And mark my words, when that draft come, and 4 years from now, not only is he going to take his team, whoever takes him, I hope we tank a couple of seasons to get this guy. Go figure. But, you know, I'll just let you know. I'll just let you know, man. He's going to take the team to the playoffs, and he's going to be the not the first, but the next black quarterback to win the Super Bowl. And I'm letting you know that. You heard it here first.
Street. I like that. I'm going to write that shit down, Slap. I got you on that one.
Greatness,
oh,
man. You got to see it, man. It's different.
One more question before we go, Slap. And the streets is talking, and I know they high on the Buckeyes down there in Cleveland, you know, especially up in the Northeast. Oh my! Will Ohio State be playing for the next? Oh my! Oh my! Oh my! Oh my! Oh my! Oh my! Oh my!
Oh my! Oh my! Oh my! Oh my! Oh my! Oh my! Oh my! Oh my! Oh my!
Oh my! Oh my! Oh my goodness! One of the coldest fight songs there is, and he's going to with Michigan. Oh my goodness! This is talking. Well, wait till we get another clip. Oh my goodness, we on fire tonight. Oh man! Nah, thanks for taking us to a commercial, man. We gotta put the fire out, man. And Mr. Controversy ain't even got in yet. Oh my goodness! Oh man. Oh, man, I love you, Slap. You got to call in on Monday, man. And don't forget, Slap.
I got you, man. I love you, man. You know, I work them 12-hour shifts Monday through Thursday, man. I don't be forgetting. I'll be sweet, baby. But I just want to let you know, man. And I just want the world to know, man. Y'all listening to the next best thing, man. T-Row and El Boogie, man. You can't stop greatness, man. Greatness is etched in stone. And when it comes down, man, you got to recognize it, man, because anything else in the way, man, is going to get ran over, man. One love, man.
No doubt.
Appreciate talking,
baby.
Man.
No doubt. There you have it, world. That was Slap. And, man, whew.
Hotness. Had to go deep in that Silent the Fire Slap that today, boy. I tell you, I'm glad he was there.
Man, I had to fly. Man, I had to go to, oh, my goodness. But anyway, we're going to go to the commercial. When we come back, we're going to talk some NBA, get some more callers in. And you know it's Freestyle Friday. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell a lot of girlfriends.
I see you, mama. I have a mama to call here. Boy, that's what I'm talking about, boy. I love you, mama. That's what I'm talking about.
Don't forget. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8896, blogtalkradio.com. The streets are talking. They ain't even know. Search box. And let me tell you this. We bring it to you from a street perspective. Let's go, Ro.
It's down on the lane, you don't even know.
The cannon,
just have me in the car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know.
That's back.
My niggas all ride with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know.
Hey, that monster truck, sit tall as fuck, so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't eat more.
No.
Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, we don't do more.
No.
This ain't PJ, no rose for me, hoes don't need port.
No.
Bets on Tom Ford, button down Michael Kors.
Yeah.
Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then ho,
you know it.
AP and that P-Gate with a bright lean when I'm bored. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it. Till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it.
Hawks game, fuck it, Floyd. CVC, front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 pair of lean, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know.
That nigga show you that re-rock, you ain't even know. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out, but he stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Bricks all in my blood, birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard, lemon pepper my wings. I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know, your main nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 pair of lean, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know. I'm turned up every day, you don't even know. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know. We turn up in the club, you don't need no. Got a whole bottle of time, you don't need no. We came up from that, you don't even know.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. You don't even know it. One of the hottest sports talk shows, they ain't even know it. T Row, Juel, G L Boogie. The next best thing, he ain't even know it. Man, we always live Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. If you want to go back and hear yourself or just you missed it and you want to catch it and you ain't get what you thought you got, you can always go back. Catch the show, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, The Streets is Talking, SDA. And we giving it to you from a street perspective. Woo! That was for Incognito.
You ain't know.
You ain't even know it. Our callers just tuning in. If you're just coming in off the break, we've been talking about a preview of Week 9, pick 'em games, give us your upset specials or whatnot. The big showdown with the NCAA game, Miami, number 7, coming into Tallahassee to see my Florida State Seminoles at number 3. And then, you know, it's the NBA. It just started. Guys have played 1 or 2 games. Very interesting. Man, you see what the boy CP3 did last night? Slippery, but when wet. Oh, my
Damn.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness. I stayed up for that one.
Yes, I did. You know, and what's so crazy about that game, they played the Golden State Warriors last night. That boy Steph Curry didn't back down. That boy can shoot. And I saw a stat on Steph Curry. Now listen to me, L Boogie. Listen to this. The two guys that are the NBA number 1 and 2 in the three-pointers made of all time, Ray Allen, Reggie Miller, okay? In the first 4 years, when they shot the ball and shot three-pointers, they only had 470-plus threes after 4 years. Steph Curry got 649 in 4 years. When do you think he
when do you think he gonna break the record? He gonna break the record so fast.
like my man Freeway would say, early.
Very early, dog, because this guy has the ball in his hand 80% of the time, and he can shoot from far east, way deep. He pull it from 33 on these dudes, man, and I'm talking about with ease. So I don't know, man, look, I'm going to tell you this. Yeah, Steph Curry going to break that record real early, dog. But I wasn't mad at all watching those two go at it yesterday. That was a nice game last night.
After watching that game, before we get to a caller, I see you, Chef. But before we get to a caller, I know it's early in the season. Do you take a lot from these early season big showdowns that they're trying to give the world, so to speak? Because right now, you got, going into the fourth quarter, you got Jersey, beating Miami by 11 or 9 or something like that. So my point or question to you is, say Jersey does win the game. So now they're 1-2 now. Do we panic? I mean, it's 82 games to be played. But early on, I mean, what do you see? Do you see, these guys gelling because they just came together? You got, Andre Iguodala. He just came over to Golden State. You got new coaching and, new tools and parts in other places. So tell me, what do you think, man?
It's still early, El Boogie. Like I mentioned on Monday's show, give me about 2 weeks and I'll be able to give you a definite answer about, each and every team and how, who's going to do what and what's going to happen. But, for right now, I just love watching everybody play. It was great to see Andrew Bynum get on the court. He played 8 minutes last night. It's a lot of guys. I'm really looking at the league, and I see that coaches are really taking care of their players nowadays. You know what I mean? So not too many players are playing back-to-back games. D-Wade, Tim Duncan, a couple of other players who are, getting older now. But it's going to get exciting later. It's right now, it really don't, it's really nothing. You know what I'm saying? Wait till the All-Star break when, you really can see the separation between all the teams in the league, because it will happen. And you'll get teams like Miami and San Antonio and the Clippers. Some of these teams are going to run off 14, 15, 17 games in a row. That's really going to separate themselves from the rest of the pack, So, when that starts to happen, then you'll be able to really get a true sighting on who's going to do what. So right now, it looks like, between the state of California, there's going to be a tough battle between those teams. And then, you take it out in the East with Brooklyn and, everybody they play, Miami, everybody they play, It's just going to be that way up until we find out who's going to separate themselves from each other. Because, I see Chicago and everybody's talking about them, competing against Miami for the, for the Eastern Conference Championship to go to the NBA Finals. I don't see it. I mean, honestly, I don't see it. I'll give the Clippers a better chance of making it to the NBA Finals than I would the Chicago Bulls. And the Clippers don't. I mean, they're exciting to watch, but, I don't know. Hopefully Doc Rivers can bring, his toughness over there, because Blake's still soft as marshmallows, if you ask me. And DeAndre Jordan needs to make more free throws, but, I mean, you can live or die by that. But, it is what it is.
Speaking of marshmallow, did you see – and that's my man, Marshmello Anthony.
Yeah.
Pull up instead of going to the hole last night for the last shot. Very disappointed. You still owe Melo.
It's two games, man.
See, that's what I mean. Even though it's two games, little things like that stick out with me. Go to the hole. We fought back, and we go out like that. We went out like suckers.
Hey, man. Well,
we got 80 more to go. and you ball out against Milwaukee, but when we're on TNT with Marv Alvarez making the call, you can't produce.
That's Carmelo though. I didn't think the jumper was bad. It was online. It was just short.
The best scorer in the league. I'm not knocking that. But come on. You've been in the league a long time. You were supposed to go to the well and make the referee make a decision. I'm just saying. I mean, it's in hindsight, and I'm not there. And, you know, like I always tell people when they say, man, he should have dunked it. And I always tell them, being an ex-athlete, bro, and, you know, we've been in hostile environment and all that, I said, if he could have, he would have. Calmly. You know, people be going crazy. Oh, man, he could have dunked it, man. Why he ain't dunking on dude? Why he ain't died for what? Trust me. If he could have, he would have. It's tough. But he still could have went to the hole.
Hey.
Jumper wet. Let's not get it twisted, but go ahead. I'm not gonna harp on that. I'm not gonna elaborate anymore.
Yeah, because you gonna lose control. Hey, guess what? I tried to call Chef down in the Midwest and I couldn't find it. They talking about he ain't here. And then all of a sudden he called in and guess where the chef at?
Where is the chef?
The chef is out west. The chef is at Las Vegas. And we done caught up with the chef. Chef, let me ask you this question, man, before you say anything. What the hell are you doing out west, man? You ain't bring no lobster tails and them colossal shrimps for your boy?
Yeah, man, you know, fly shit, you know, the streets talking. The streets talking. I heard this $1 million hotel. Bad, exquisite bras everywhere. Naked is nude. Prostitutes everywhere. No drugs on the corner. Hey, listen, I'm on the strip right now. I'm in Aria, man. This is the true meaning of a multi-billion-dollar strip. You see what I'm saying?
Right. You right,
man,
about that.
Multi.
That's all
billion.
So what you got cooking up for us, Chef? What you got on the controversial side on the menu tonight?
Hey, listen, man. You know, when I called in, I like to talk a lot of controversy, right? See, but today, you know, I'm feeling lucky, man, since last night. I definitely played the sports line, and I put $50 on both tickets. I put $50 on Miami +3, and I put $50 that the game was going under 43.5 points. I hit on both sides. Flat out, the streets talking. I'm out here with Vegas, the real line, so I know all about all the controversy going on. And I'm telling you right now, man, L Boogie, you gave me a lock pick last week, man, and I love you for that, and I owe you $50. But I'm telling you right now, I got to take these Hurricane Boys +17.
Oh.
You think
so Miami going to cover that?
They ain't got no choice. They ain't got no choice.
It's great billboard material. It's great billboard material before the game start. But when you get out there and famous Jameis get to, you know, being famous.
Now I'm going to say this as I think that was a smart bet. It's the U. And no disrespect to the U. You got to respect your opponent. Clemson, I really didn't have too much respect for, but with the U, you got a lot of pedigree. So,
absolutely.
17 points, I think we'll win. I think the game will win by 10. That's just me because of the heart. If we win by more than 17, to be honest, I'm going to be a little impressed. And it takes a lot to impress me. So, I'm looking at us to win, but by a close margin, by like 10 points.
I'm going to tell you what the streets talking out here, Elbert. They saying, man, your boy Winston is a freshman, and they feel that this week he's going to show why he's a freshman.
So this is the week he gonna get uprooted?
Man, listen. Hey, man, I'm asking the streets, man. I need a lock, man. I just need a lock. I'm just saying.
I disagree with L Boogie. See, I think Famous James is gonna get out there and put up 50. I honestly do. He playing at home, and this is not no ordinary guy. He not no Johnny Football. He a little bit more special than Johnny Football. Now, Johnny had a great season last year, don't get me wrong. But this boy, Famous Jameis, is something different, man. You know what I'm saying? I haven't seen this dude have a frown on his face yet. And we in week 9.
Well, I think
he's going to get out there. And, you know, it's all his homeboys. Everybody, man, you know how it is, man. Everybody know everybody. And I think he going to put on a show at home against the U. So I would take the 17. I ain't going to lie. Because the real one was 21 before we got to the day. So do you believe
that he got what it takes to do what Manziel did at Alabama last year?
Man, look, I think they're going to play in the national championship. No disrespect to Oregon or Ohio State. But, man, look, man, let Florida State go undefeated. And you'll see Nick Saban over there pulling his hair out. I'm telling you. I'm going to tell you this. I need Famous Jameis to go and do what he do so that he can beat Alabama in the national championship game so Texas can get Nick Saban. Damn it, you heard it here first.
Hey, L Boogie.
Yes.
Do you believe your man can go inside and deal what Manziel did to them Alabama boys last year?
We're at home, and he's something special. And like my caller said, two things, you can't stop greatness, and he's just a legitimate leader. I look at him, and I say, wow, this kid is something special. I think he can, you know, pull it off. And he just makes everybody else rise up. That's all. That's all I'm saying. It's not that it's just his play on the field. It's that he makes other guys play better as well. So that's what makes him a little bit, you know what I'm saying, a little bit different, a little bit special.
Well, I got Miami winning the game. That's what I'm going with. Matter of fact, man, I got some little couple upsets too that I'm actually placing bets on before I leave tomorrow. I got Florida beating Georgia. I got the Indianapolis Colts losing to the Houston Texans.
That's what T-Row has.
And I'm absolutely putting the house on Ohio State winning by more than 29 points.
Against Purdue.
Against Purdue.
Purdue plays them tough at home traditionally. I wouldn't take that bet.
We know that. We know. Listen, I'm taking all my winnings from last night, and I'm putting it all into the bodega. And what I'm telling you guys is this. Miami going to cover them 17 points and win in Florida State because let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen. Clemson hasn't shown us anything in big games except the first game of this season. I'm talking about within the last four. They have foes in many games before then. So we wasn't expecting. See, I gave them the benefit of the doubt because I'm all about the controversy. But we wasn't expecting Clemson. Come on, let's just be honest. They don't show up in big games. They got their ass kicked against West Virginia and the Geno Smith Mountaineers.
Right.
And the list is going on and on and on and on. And I'm telling you, the biggest upset this weekend is going to be the Houston Texans over the Indianapolis Colts.
Told you. Thank you. I'm with you this week. I know we don't see eye to eye every week, but I'm with you on that one.
I'm putting a house on it. And L Boogie, man, you gave me a lock pick last week, man. If you know any picks that you are so certain you're about, we're going to get together, baby, and I'm putting everything on the line.
No doubt. You know you're going with Green Bay.
I got no doubt I got a couple picks, so when we get off the line, no question I'm gonna get at you, and you know what I mean, we'll make it shake, you know, we'll bet that commissary you owe me back and we put it back in the pot.
Hey, listen, man. Haven't it been a very exciting week? Man, the NBA starting, the dramatic finish in the World Series. You got motherfuckers getting their teeth knocked out in hockey. But, man, hey, I'm talking about the streets of talk. You got all this controversy going down in Miami, dealing with the Hurricanes, the Heat, and the Dolphins. You feel me?
And the Timberwolves.
Man, tell me about it. You got all this controversy lingering. We got all these injuries, and this game is still exciting, man. And the streets have talked, and I'm telling y'all this, man. It's only going to get better, baby, because you can't deny greatness. You can't
Thank
deny.
Thank you.
Strength.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, L. Boogie.
No doubt.
Hey, listen, man. I seen this motherfucker Ludacris last night. This motherfucker still thinks he's 2002 throwing these goddamn balls. Who the fuck this nigga think he is?
Wow.
Hey, listen.
There you have it.
Man, who the fuck this nigga think he is? He got the waves spinning. Talking about he's still trying to throw these balls, man. I say, man, this man cannot be serious. Like, it beggars or not, because this man is actually throwing his balls.
Man, we're going to have to find out from our people down in the South, man, in ATL, what's really going on with that, man. Because, you know, we got the sports figures out there who can tell us what's going on with that.
Hey, listen, and before I go, right, man, I heard your last caller, man, and I was very impressed by some of the things he said. But, you know, as me putting on, like I put on, you know,
and the Justin Martin. Hey, Big Brother T. Nick from the Sports Officials. What's the deal?
Good evening, fellas. How y'all doing this evening? The show is on fire. Water can't put y'all out, man. That's all I can tell you. Water can't put
it's Street Official
man.
Now.
Throw some lighter fluid on us then.
Hey, man, I'm going to throw some propane on it. You know what I'm saying? Throw that gas in there. Hey, let me forgive your boy, man, because you know I've been celebrating. I'm on that CNC, that Corona and that Cuervo. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
My head is about to bust.
You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all what I was going to do. I told you last week. I told everybody on Sunday. On Thursday, my birthday, I'm going to celebrate. I said on Friday, I'm calling into the show. I'm talking to Boogie about criminals, and I'm going to still celebrate the birthday. I said on Saturday, I'm going to watch us go to Tallahassee and blow that smoke out down there, and I'm still going to celebrate the birthday. And on Sunday, I'm going to get up in the morning, do the show, crack a bottle with the fellas, talk about the game from Saturday, and still celebrate the birthday. Y'all know what it is.
Happy birthday.
You know what it is.
Happy birthday.
Please, appreciate it. Appreciate it, brother. Hey, man, I just joined the 40. The 40 Club, man. 40, man.
Man,
40
welcome. Man. You're all welcome.
Man, I told Nitty Neal yesterday, man, you know his favorite rapper, E-40. I said, I'm T-40. You know what I'm saying? That's me now. I'm T-40. Anyway, man, that's neither here nor there. Before I get into Mr. Incognito, you know what I'm saying, and little Sissy Boy, Boogie, we coming to see you in Tallahassee. It's my offensive coordinator. I'm just going to tell you. This is all I want to tell y'all. I just want to tell the world this. If you look up and down my roster, and I'm talking about them Hurricanes, you see nothing but Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Lake Worth, Tampa, Longwood. That's all you see up and down. We even got somebody from South Lake, Texas out there from South Lake Terrace High School. You know what I'm saying? We get all that up and down. And when you go look at Florida State roster, same thing. Same thing. So we know them boys, man. We ain't scared of them, man. They're the famous Jameis. We're going to put it in the anus. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you right now. But seriously, though, seriously. Y'all a great team. I respect you. You know what I'm saying? You're number three in the nation. You ain't number three for nothing. You know what I'm saying? But if my offensive coordinator can give you a heavy dose of the Duke Johnson, and 25, Dallas Crawford, because Kelsey's slipping on Dallas Crawford for real. If you give you a heavy dose of that, y'all going to be in trouble. But if he come out there and he going to let Stephen Morris throw the ball around, it's going to be a long night for us King fans. That's all I'm going to say about that, man. So I'll see you tomorrow night, man. And Nilly Neal, I'm about to tell you right now, I know you're listening. Don't be texting me while the game's going on because you wouldn't answer my text when I was talking to you when Oklahoma was playing Texas. So don't even be texting me when the game's going on. You know what I'm saying now?
Straight.
Let me go for Incognito. No, we already know he a buster. He a little redneck sucker. You know, he see the dude he can pick on. He can bully. You know, he thought he was tough when he was with the Rams. He remind me of KG. No, KG a fake tough guy, too. Man, we all hoopers. You know what I'm saying? Because KG ever came to me with that little sissy sucker stuff on the court, man, I headbutt his ass straight up. You know what I'm saying? I go ahead and take my fine or whatever. I straight headbutt his ass. Because he ain't going to swing. He's just going to wait for everybody to grab him. No, he ain't no man. Fuck KG, man. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Like, I don't even want to get into that, man. But let me tell you this, man. You know, Cognito and Mr. Martin, y'all know they've been texting each other, man, since you left. Y'all heard about that? They've been texting each other, man. They got a conversation, 19 texts going back and forth. You know, Cognito checking on him to make sure he was good. And quote, unquote, I'm about to tell you this right here, quote, unquote, this is Mr. Martin talking to Incognito. I'm good, man. It's insane, bro. But just know I don't blame you guys at all. It's just the culture around football and the locker room got to me a little. Now, I want to go back to what Mr. Slap said a couple of calls ago. Tutti Frutti on Rudy. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to leave it alone. Y'all know that where Martin went to school at, right? You know he went to school at. He went to Stanford, okay? Do y'all know where Jason Collins went to school at? Like the white dude said at the end of Coming to America. You know what I'm saying? Man, he is tutti frutti. So, as I'm saying, so if these dudes, if he's a bully, if he's supposed to be the bully, and he ran you off, and you sitting there texting him, y'all going back and forth, and then you come back in your text and say, it's the culture around football, and the locker room got to me a little. Man, y'all know what it is, man. You know what it is. You're going to go ahead and let it go.
Man, from the streets perspective, you know what it is. It's just like
I
told you, man. He walking around with his towel on, you know. When the dudes is exposing themselves to the female reporters when they come in the locker room, he's telling them, "Come on, guys, don't act like that. You know you all know what he's doing already." Okay, he's one of those, but that's allegedly. That's either here or there. That's just my humble opinion. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying. Chicago and Green Bay, my quick picks. I'm going with the Pack. They're gonna take care of that. Carolina and Atlanta, man. You got Cam, who grew up right here in the A, College Park, Westlake High School, Atlanta Falcons. He used to idolize Mike Vick. The old school dance, y'all going to see him do it because he do it every time they come to Atlanta. I know they're playing up in Carolina now, but every time they come to Atlanta, he do that old school dance called the A-Town Stomp. And that's what he's going to do. He's going to A-Town Stomp all over them damn Dirty Birds. They do-do. You know what I'm saying? They do-do.
Do you think they're going to tank the season to try to get Clowney?
Ain't no
Clowney.
What you mean? What you mean? Try to tank the season? Ain't no try.
Tank.
Man, ain't doo-doo. Tank doo-doo. What you mean try?
They MVG, nothing but garbage.
Man, you know that. They all over the radio down here. That's all they talk about. Clowney, CJ Mosley, the linebacker from Alabama. They're talking about they're trying to get everybody they can down here, man. But what you need to watch out for is Roddy White is up. His contract is up at the end of the year. So that's what's going to be the problem right there, because he's going to want that money, and I think they're going to clip their wings and they're going to let him ride off into the sunset, because they just paid Matty Ice all this money. You know, I don't know why, but they just gave him all this money when he ain't nowhere near Flacco. They gave him more than Flacco did, and Flacco got a Super Bowl ring. You know what I'm saying? So they in trouble, man, because they're about to have to pay Julio in 2 years. They just, what you call him, bag of bones? Steven Jackson, they just signed him. He played in 2 games all year. You know, he's garbage. You know, so, you know, the Dirty Chickens, man, that's what us Clevelanders like to call them down here, the Dirty Chickens. The Dirty Chickens is in trouble, man. That's all I can say. And I got a lock for you. You know, I got a lock for the chef. Final score, Jacksonville, 13, bye week, 17. Lock it in. Ain't no way they're going to beat them. They're going to lose that one, too. Hey, man, before I go, speaking of Jacksonville, y'all heard Justin Blackman got popped again, right? You heard that, right?
Yeah. We talked about that.
Done deal, man. And I love Melo. Melo comes from Syracuse, man. I love Syracuse. You know, that's my heart
me
right
too.
There. But him pulling up and shooting Jays, man, as a Georgia high school referee. Referee basketball, man. I'm a high school referee. Ain't nothing like a team shooting jump shots, boy. I ain't got to make no call. You know what I'm saying?
You heard what I said. That's exactly what I said. You have to make the officials make a call.
When I heard you say that, Boogie, I can't do nothing but laugh, man. Because you know what? I love a team shooting jump shots. Because there ain't no pressure. I just going to sit there and go ahead and shoot away, cuz. Shoot yourself away, man. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. I think I touched on everything, man. D-Mac, I'm with you, cuz. Anthony Bennett better get it together, man. He better get it together, boy. His name is Bennett, and he definitely ain't in it, man. He's straight garbage right now for us, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I can't take up too much time because I know it's Freestyle Friday. How about y'all got the Lions buzzing, man? Like I told you, so hot, water can't put y'all out, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Love y'all, Cash the Dev Dog, and I look forward to talking to you not only on Sunday, but on Monday, too. Every time we score and put that U up, think about me, Boogie. Think about me, dog. I love y'all, man.
I love you too, man. No doubt.
That's
the sports official.
Man, gotta love it, L Boogie. You know what I mean? Hey, this goes out to all the dudes in the league that be bullshit, man. You know what I mean? I got a song just for that, L Boogie. Check us out.
So pay attention, baby. Pay attention.
Our Father, who art in heaven, quick gave me a beat. Now promoters on the set, man. Get your money while you're bullshit. Baby, while you're bullshit. Mama tried, but it ain't no love like homie love, baby. I'm G'd up and I'm crazy. And there's a mellow ghetto breeze on my ass, cause I'm begging. Don't wanna die, so I'm packing. And when I see my baby crying, I can't explain how it hits me. I'm trying to take responsibility. But see, in order for me to win, I gotta lose sometimes, baby. I know I'm wrong, but I'ma make it. Now I live for
hit a woman, nah, but I'll slap the shit out of a bitch while you're bullshit. If you think with a little head, you catch with a little head, little dream. But I ain't going against the grain, not me, not even a little bit. Bet she didn't tell you she used to be my hoe, huh? Yeah, nigga, she's so hot, pussy for me and Pomona. You better take some of this night time to be icky head fever, so you can realize I'm trying to get rid of her quick while you're bullshit, medicine, nigga. She can free as lovely and pretty as I can be. Perm silkier than Charlotte's Web, waves deep as Redondo Beach. Tell her, get her. Get your money while you're bullshit. Why you bullshit? I get down. Why you bullshit? Now what's the problem, nigga? Well, what, your lady won't suck your dick? Cause for the very low, low price of $100, you can use my bitch. And if you act now, man, I'm throwing a hold out above your knives. She used to work down there at the sperm bank, so she got fired for drinking on the job. But you ain't knowing, giving baby your money be killing me. Letting that bitch disrespect you in front of your friends be killing me. Always giving that bitch some dick, killing me. Going through one ear, coming out the other, talking about you feeling me. Now, pop to tell me where my love at. Cause I'ma tell you where you're wrong at. I'll be in bed, I won't break. Not me, no matter. I'm broken in the Ten Commandments. Plus, I just walked the hole with some safety at. Shit, not that. You broke, been broke, gon' be broke. Wanna see me broke, but please don't really though. Cause I tell a lie, she'll tell a lie. Then we'll sit there with a straight face and compliment each other on one another's lies. And I can tell you 30 times how to pimp you a hoe. And I can tell you 30 more when you still won't know. You wanna overuse the pussy. Nigga, I'm trying to hit the news with the pussy. In a survey, it's estimated that 9 out of 10 men don't check their spouse. But sugar free, I tell your pretty ass to get the fuck out. And get my money while you bullshit. Baby, why you bullshit? I get that, why you bullshit? Baby, why you bullshit?
Bitch, come get your damn kids. You see them tearing up my shit. She's staring dead at their ass. It won't tell them to quit. Now, I'll whoop their ass. Fuck waiting till baby turn her back. Little old man come sock me in the chest again and try to run. He getting cracked. I want you, but I really don't need you, bitch. Cause all you do is eat, burp, and fucking talk that shit. And tell your kids I ain't they motherfucking daddy. What, your Medi-Cal expired? Cause they look like they been eating cat. And it don't cost a dime. I won't knock no pork chop off your plate if you don't knock one off of mine. Yeah, this pimpin' partner. Cause I hope she's gonna be a hoe for real. Quit jocking her cause you's a snack. She's looking for a meal. And I ain't trying to be your friend, bitch. Buddy, buddy, that's my partner. That nigga cool and all that shit. Say,
I won't be afraid. I won't go astray. I play like I wave. I play in my play. Please let me stay. I hold to my grave.
So how you wanna handle this? Baby, we'll dismantle this. And we blows you out like a candle trick.
And we blows you out like a candle trick.
Now get your money while you bullshit.
Baby, why you bullshit? Believe me, I get down while you bullshit.
That's right.
Baby, why you bullshit?
Just remember with me.
The fuck around while you bullshit. Yeah. King Pen, why you bullshit?
I think.
Come on the town while you bullshit.
That's where I'm from while you bullshit.
Just remember with me. Get your money while you bullshit.
Remember with you.
What the deal?
Baby, why you bullshit?
It ain't the streets that talk, it's for it all.
Credit card while you bullshit. Yeah. My money.
You can't be doing that, what he's talking about.
Dang.
That's what they're doing. We can't be doing that tomorrow against them hurricanes. Tell you that. Because I know they coming.
They're going to be after Famous Jackson.
Man, I can make you famous. Man, the streets is talking sports talk show. What a twist of hip-hop. Man, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m., you heard it here first. We got different parts of the show. Oh, man, we hot. You big dummy. So, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. Yeah, well, Ro, before I hit him with a little freestyle, man, we got anybody else in the asylum want to pop on in? Are we good? OG, good.
Yeah, man, big shout out to OG, man. You know, that's the other co-host of the Sports Officials. You know, like I say, man, to our big brothers, you got to get your ass up on Sunday morning. Good thing time changing. I can't wait. I ain't got to get up at 7. I can sleep in an hour. I can get up at 8. I can't wait for that. So I definitely be fresh. I have my cup of coffee and, you know, my peppermint stick in hand. Have me a coffee break. While I'm talking to the Sports Officials. Big shout out to the Sports Officials.
I love when they call in, man. It's going to be very interesting Sunday morning.
This is going to be very interesting. So, yeah, man. We ready for the Freestyle Friday, man.
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. You know, if you want to get down with the get down, you know. Hey, before, yeah. Go ahead, man, you know. Go ahead and get down with the get down. We'll get to the shout-outs and all that other shikabanga-nang,
yeah.
You know, in a minute. Thing, you know. So, yeah, man, whenever you're ready, man, you know, we got about 9 minutes left on this here clock, you know what I'm saying, before we go out here and have a hell of a night, like Ludacris would say, you know. So whenever you're ready, Big Pimpin', do your damn thing.
Oh, man, no doubt. Skeeter Mo, man, I'm just warming up the mic for you, man. For real, because you be coming with some bars. But let me warm it up right quick, man. I can remember back in the day I was swerving, comparing me to my man Kyrie Irving. Oh, man, I'm coming through with the cross. I don't know what they doing because I'm a boss. Boo Meeks, I don't really know if he ever lost. Oh, man, passes he toss. I ain't tripping, man, but I got the dental floss for your teeth. We going to keep it street. I buy my cars. I don't never lease. I'm tripping, man. Just call me Boo Meeks. I ain't no rookie. I've been on the mic for a long time. I ain't tripping. I can walk with my hands F or 9. But I ain't tripping because I done flipped them before. And if you in the streets, you know what I'm talking about, them cakes for 7 in the 4. Hey, yo, Ro. Ooh, my lyrical flow is so like a genius. I ain't tripping, man. They better quit sucking on my penis. Is it a Twix or is it a payday? I ain't tripping. I ain't never kicked it with Jay. But I'm already in the 40-40 club, and I done had 17 bitches kicking in the mic tub. I don't know. I done hit triple-doubles on and off the court. That means I done kicked it from here to good and did some dirt. Do you want me to continue or you want me to pause? And I'm like Public Enemy. I'm a rebel with a cause. Like I said before, I ain't never took a loss. You see how I flipped it and came back? Y'all can't keep up with me? Oh, man, I'm so cold. I done wore Isaiah Versace and all the way back to Tommy. I done wore a Kmart shirt before. They thought it was cold. You better quit tripping before I fold you like an envelope. Hey, yo, bro, we went to Grand Canyon. Now they D1. I wish they was like that, but we still got the cutest honey bun. Man, I had Beyoncé's before Beyoncé's. I done had Vivica Fox before but Vivica Fox. And if you really want to test me, put your bitch in my box. She might not come out alive. She might get TKO'd. Like Teddy Pendergrass say, I've been doing this shit since 84. Man, I'm done, man. I'm done, man.
Like Teddy P, nigga, woo, woo, woo. That's what I'm talking about, Pippin. Nigga, you gonna sell about 20 copies with that motherfucker. Now,
with that one, I'm gonna get 20?
With that nigga there, what's in your cup back there, mom? That boy there on. That's what I'm
we
talking about.
We on fire tonight.
We on fire tonight. Straight. Yeah, you know, let's dig into the asylum, man. Let's see if we can find Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III, you know what I'm saying? See if we can dig deep, go down south, see what Ella Fickett doing this evening. Yo, Skeeter Mo, what's up with my brother? Skeeter Miggle. He might be knocked out. He might be on mute. Skeeter Miggle. Oh, we might not have nobody else on the line there, Boogie. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, hold on. Where you at? Say that again.
Got another 16. It's cool. I got another 16, man.
Well, you feeling good tonight?
Oh, man. I got another 16. Man, give me some Kendrick instrumental, man, since he's one of the hottest right now. See if you can find some Kendrick instrumental, man. I think I got 16 more, man.
You got 16 more in
you? Oh, man. This one for Skeeter Mo, man. I got to, for my little brother, man. D-Mac, I see you, man. To all the callers, man, we appreciate you, man. Let me give you 16 more before we give a shout-out, man. We got a little time.
We got a little time.
I think I got a minute. I think I got a minute, man.
You got a minute in you?
I think I do, man. I think I'm going to, you know, I'm going to put it on something like my man, you know, D-Mac, man. He got me in the mood, man, where, like Slap said, they can't stop greatness, man. We the GOAT, man. We about to be the GOAT of this. You know what I mean? So we like to, we like, you know, if they ever seen it, but let me hit you with this. If they kill my vibe, I really can't come back in and say, ooh, we like Ta-Ta, Damon, Jazz, and Jay. I'ma kick it, I don't know what to do. My crew is so thick, we running like the Woo. I got T-Nick, Nilly Lil, the OG, T-Row. It's Boo Meeks, they call me Boogie, and you know. Oh, man, I got Jules. I got me. I got 17 bros who want to suck my dick. I'm laughing because I don't want to cry. I'm fly. I'ma be like this till I die. Man, what you say? Man, I don't know. All I know is I better get this dough. I've been living large. I used to get it from South Africa. My first kid, I had it by a broad named Tonica. I done had a couple breezes. Yeah, they should be on TV. But who cares, I'm back to L-H-Z. I was on Datum, DoeDatum.com, you know. Next, I put them hoes in the ground and I put them all in shit like snow. Ooh, yeah, they was mad at me. But I don't give a fuck, dog. I'm kicking all the way to the university. I go to Vegas, I'd have been in Australia, we'd have been in Japan. I don't give a fuck, can you do it? I don't think you can. Get your passport. It ain't nothing yet but a sport. Niggas ain't even been from Cleveland or yet to New York, man. I stink me up like pork, and I'ma say I'm done, man. I'm cool, man. Let me stop, man. Let me stop. I'm tripping. Man, they can't kill the vibe, bro. They say we couldn't do it.
You know, tell them don't kill the vibe. Never kill the vibe. It's the street. Hot Monday and Friday. You know how to find us. Before we get out of here, Boogie, you know, man, I want to give our shouts out, man, to all my brothers, to all my sisters out there that got a birthday in November. You know what it is. Or if you're a Scorpio, you know what it is. It's your month. Libras have gone and done it. Now it's time for the Scorpios to kick us out and get it cracking. So, you know, I want to say big ups, you know, to all my brother's birthday in November. You know what it is, El Boogie. Yours a couple weeks, baby. We're going to definitely get at it and go hard. You know what I mean? So we'll make sure we definitely make sure everybody know about that. You know, big ups to Big Mo, Caesar Low. You know, that's C-Note, straight from Cali. The boy's birthday, you know, coming up this weekend. So we're really about to get out there in the streets and do it big. You know, so before we get to yours, we got to get to theirs. So, you know what it is, man, and it's all good, man, everywhere we go. Jewels, I see you, baby. You know, big ups to the wifey. Studio guest, Sean Ray, big ups to you, baby, getting us in the clouds. Woo, that's what I was talking about today. We needed that, L Boogie. But, you know, everybody that checked us out on the web, you know, much love to y'all. Everybody get y'all ass back in the asylum. I'm about to lock down. L Boogie, you know what it is, brother. You know how we going to get it done this weekend.
Oh, man, no doubt, no doubt. Man, special shout-out to everybody, man, all the Scorpios. My auntie, her birthday was yesterday on Halloween. Big shout-out to my auntie, man. And you already know, we know how we do it. We kick it all the way up to past New Year because your birthday in October, mine's November, and we got some people in December. So we keep it going, plus the holidays. Oh, yeah. As you know, the streets is talking sports talk show. From a street perspective. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. Shout out, man. Special shout out, man, to Pueblo del Sol, man, junior high school, man. Shout out to them guys up there, the teaching staff and the kids up there. Man, I was up there, you know, doing my one, too. So shout out to the kids. Heaven, oh, man, shout out to Heaven O Youth. You know what I mean? Man, shout out to, you know, all the streets and our sponsor, as usual. Well, special shout out to the streets of talking. Sis, I see you. The Mac Slap, no doubt. Mr. Controversy, T Nick, man, the sports officials. T Row, Jewel's the G. Now let's get back to the cell, man, and we'll see him in 48. Oh, Monday to Friday, 9 p.m. Let's go. sound so.
Wanna make love.
Let's go. Yeah. It's the streets of talking. No doubt.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the cell.
Let's use some astrology, girl, open your mind. I know that there's an inner freak in you. Tell me what your sign. Oh, you're a Pisces, ooh, heard about you. Know that you're the type that likes to let me decide on stinging your right eye. And when I put it on the mama, she be moaning all through the night until the morning. And I can get it anytime that I want it, because she love my side. Wanna make love to a Scorpio, a Scorpio, oh yeah. Wanna make love to a Scorpio, a Scorpio, Wanna make love to a Scorpio, a Scorpio, oh yeah. Wanna make love to a Scorpio, a Scorpio,
I'm a Scorpio, man, Wikipedia. I'm a Scorpio, man, Wikipedia. I pull it broad, man, immediately with my unique Wisnaeus for sneaking in my clever wordplay. You can read up on my hidden mystery, man. I'm a fixture from the back.
Area, area.
Well, some of us talk this way.
About a Fisnetia.
My money, my gun to my pay. My turtle is 9 and after kids, Nucci beat the cuckoo out the frame. Make you scream my name November 15th.
Scorpio, man.
You say your man ain't handling it and you be having to use your handpin. When you whoopty wopty whammy and then keep the statue standing.
Now touch yourself, taste yourself.
Everything now demanded.
Pace yourself, brace yourself.
My plane's about to land in
Scorpio, Scorpio, oh yeah. Wanna make love to a Scorpio, Scorpio, Wanna make love to a Scorpio, Scorpio, oh yeah. Wanna make love to a Scorpio, Scorpio, water signs. No, let me stop playing with you. It's cause I'm blowing your mind. First I'll start kissing you, licking you. Strap up, girl, and enjoy the ride. It'll be a long drive, yeah. And when I put it on my mama, she be moaning all through the night until the morning. And I can get it anytime that I want it, cause she love my side. She wanna make love to a Scorpio, a Scorpio, oh yeah. She wanna make love to a Scorpio, a Scorpio,
You're thinking I'm finna be flipping, but the only flipping I'm about to do is flipping your dress up. Nipple your neck up, but not enough for your necks to get messed up. We can do it on the desk, what? We pressed up. Get off of your chest up. Whoa, down below a nigga like the way that that's cut. Right on your landing strip, I will be landing lifts. The way I'm handling hips, so like bam, your thing drips. You may really like women, but Scorpions really, we feel them. On stage, I'm Technina, but I'm bad, I'm Billy D. Drillium. On November 8th, I'm gonna go blend her shake. If you're a winner, you get your dinner. She's so limber, breaking her off, your limbs are quaking.
Might be sleeping in your inner space.
She wanna make love to a Scorpio, a Scorpio, oh yeah. Wanna make love to a Scorpio, a Scorpio, She wanna make love to a Scorpio, a Scorpio, oh yeah. She wanna make love to a Scorpio, a Scorpio,